Today, our Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Our New Testament reading is from Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord.
How many survived the storm? It looks like only half of us survived the storm, because I think we're about half the size as we were last week. But everybody has power, I assume, now. So here at Mountain View, we were like just getting into Thrive, and all of a sudden all the lights went out, and of course, kids are a little bit crazy, but we had automatic lights, you know, like emergency lights come on. And I was like, well, that's good to hear that they have emergency lights. But apparently, you know, the power went out around 3. An emergency light lasts for about 2 hours. So right when it got dark and we had no daylight, the emergency lights went off. And so our staff had a great day that day with that. Not only here, but in our West Kelowna Center. Our West Kelowna, they actually got evacuated. Power lines were down. They fell in the swimming pool at the camp. So they were evacuated for 2 whole days. So we've got lots of exciting things to talk about with Thrive and what we are. And I have Emery's system here, and I'm trying to get it to work so I can actually start. So telling stories on the way. I believe control. Now I have control. I have control. Isn't that amazing? I like control. How many of you guys like control? All right. I have control. I have no pictures. There they are. Awesome. Well, welcome, guys. I'm a little bit thrown off without the video. So we're going to start just by talking about what Thrive is. And previously, I've come and you've heard me talk about what Thrive is a few times, but from the perspective of what Thrive is for Mountain View Church. And so I'll just give a tiny little recap on that, but then I want to hit the bigger picture today. So Thrive at Mountain View Church is an outreach where Mountain View came to Thrive Kids Canada and said, hey, why don't we partner and you guys can do the reaching of the kids in our community? Because at that time, Mountain View Church was very small. And there was not a lot of people to reach out to the community. And so we came, I think it was 8 years ago, actually. And it was Jordis and Janelle, and Lance was a big part of it. And as you guys might have heard, Lance, he's sick, and he's not going to be with us very long. And I was just thinking about, you know, he was such a strategic part in bringing Thrive to this church and seeing that all of these kids in the past 8 years have heard the message of Jesus. And I wanted to honor him just right now as a church, honor him for bringing Thrive in, because he had the Great Commission on his heart. He had the thing about go into all the nations and preach the gospel. And he said, okay, well, if we can't do it to our neighborhood because of who we are right now, we can bring others in that can do it with us. And so Lance is a big part of us being here today. And so today I want to just speak a little bit about Thrive Kids Canada as an organization. So as an organization, we exist to help kids fall in love with Jesus. And but that's not when you hear that, some people hear like a turn or burn message. But that's not what Thrive is all about. Thrive is not about telling kids that they have to believe in Jesus or else. But Thrive is showing people Jesus. There's a verse in Timothy. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3, 14 to 17. It says, "You, however, continue in the things that you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ." You've known the scriptures from a small child. How many of you guys remember something of Jesus or the word from when you were a small child? That's right, almost all of us. But the kids that we work with, the kids that we see now, they don't know the word of the Lord. 20 years ago, kids knew all the stories, but they got to choose whether the stories were true or false. Was it a fairy tale, or was it actually the word of the Lord? Now the kids don't even know. They don't know the word of the Lord. So Karen read from Deuteronomy 6, and it said, "Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk on the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols to your hands and bind them to your foreheads and write them on your door frames of your houses and on your gates." That is talking about the command, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So if the parents don't know Jesus, they're not going to be doing that. So their extended family, the church, needs to be doing that. So I was working in a secular childcare setting and realizing, whoa, like I volunteer a couple hours a week at church. We have to fundraise all the time. We get the kids for an hour or two. We send them back. We don't see them for another week. And we bring them back in. We're always trying to rebuild what we're teaching. And I realized in childcare, parents are paying childcare to spend every day with their kids. We could, as a church, spend every day with kids and help the job be done where they hear the word of the Lord, where they're given the sacred teachings of wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And that's why I started Thrive. I started Thrive because kids needed to know that Jesus loved them. There's a lot of other childcare programs, right? I'm not going to list them. You guys know them. But they're doing really great jobs. So what's the difference if they're doing a really great job and they're loving the kids genuinely, some of them? What sets us apart then? And I just said it's about loving kids into the kingdom. But there's this big difference that sets us apart from them. Here's a definition that I want to share with you. Secular humanism. So right now, kids are being battled for. The hearts of kids are being battled for. And it's been a long time that secular humanism has been trying to take control of our kids' minds and our kids' hearts. And secular humanism, according to Wikipedia, now you can go and do all the other dictionaries that are real that you want, but this was just the easiest one. Secular humanism, often simply called humanism, is a philosophy or a life stance that embraces human reason, secular ethics, and philosophical naturalism, while specifically rejecting religious dogma, supernaturalism, superstition as the basis of morality and decision-making. And as I was working in the secular childcare system, I saw that that's what was happening. There was a battle for the hearts and the minds. So kids were already in a humanist school system. And then parents were dropping their kids off at 7:30 in the morning, and we would give them breakfast and watch Scooby-Doo and drop them off at school and then pick them up from school and watch some more Scooby-Doo or Rugrats or something else of that factor. And parents would pick up at 6 o'clock. So the kids were in this humanistic environment all day. Compare that with what we are as Christians. So Christianity is that monotheistic religion based on the life and teachings of Jesus. The creeds of various Christian denominations generally hold a common thing that Jesus is the Son of God, the Logos incarnate, who ministered, suffered, and died on the cross. But he rose again for salvation of all mankind. So there's a huge difference between humanism that we get in the public realm and Christianity and the life that Jesus offers us in a place where we accept Jesus as being true and alive. At Thrive, we believe in the reality of the supernatural, of the spiritual, of a divine person, Jesus Christ, with whom a relationship leads to life, both current on earth and after death. Do you still believe that people need Jesus? It's actually not as popular as it once was in the church even. Do we still believe that people need Jesus? Do we still believe that we need a relationship with a divine God? If we still believe that, we need organizations like Thrive Kids Canada. There is fewer and fewer even churches that believe right now that kids need Jesus. At Thrive, we believe kids need Jesus. And no matter what is coming against us, we are fighting to fight for the hearts and the minds to help kids fall in love with Jesus. Going back to how we approach it, though, child evangelism is so important. Kids need to know about Jesus. But the thing that won't help kids know about Jesus is what, in our old school terminology, we used to call Bible thumping. It doesn't work, does it? And in a humanistic culture, it for surely doesn't work. If they don't believe the Bible, what good is it going to do to thump them on the head with a Bible? Right? So first we have to help them fall in love with a true person to see that there's a relationship available. And the way we approach it so that it's safe for children and families in Thrive is by doing something that encouraging something we call critical thinking. Now, from the Oxford Dictionary, critical thinking is an objective analysis and evaluation of an issue in order to form judgment. It means that they have a choice. Now, you would say, yeah, but Jesus is the only way. I agree with you. Jesus is the only way. But guess what? We have a choice, don't we? And if you're doing critical thinking, it means that you know the differences between your choices. Let's look at Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. It says, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day in whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then you can choose a different God. It speaks of a knowledge of this or that. Choose today who you will serve. It equals freedom in choice. And when we work with families that are from a secularistic environment, they need to know that we're giving them a choice. We're saying, hey, yeah, you can choose the gods of this world, or you can choose the living God, and he loves you regardless. Evangelism today needs to be about sharing the knowledge that leads to freedom of choice based on love and not fear. And that's what we're about for Thrive Kids. We're not here to say you need to pray this prayer with us today or else you're going to burn in hell forever. No, we're going to say, guess what? There's a loving, incredible God named Jesus, and he died for you, and he wants to be your friend. And you know what? They're going to look around them, and they're going to see staff like Owen and Peter and Ashley and Kat and Eva, and they're going to look at them, and they're going to go, whoa, they're different. They love this guy named Jesus. They worship. You know what? We got a letter from a parent at one of our centers, and this was at a center that I felt this summer. We went through some leadership transitions there. I thought they weren't doing a very good job at the spiritual part. Kids were loving life. They were horseback riding. They were doing this and that and the next. They were, like, totally getting their self-esteem filled up. But I thought, you know what? They're just, like, really struggling to do our, like, praise parties and our lunchtime devotions weren't going so well. But we got a letter from a parent. And the letter basically said, I am not Christian, I'm Buddhist, but my daughter wants to be Christian because she sees the joy of the staff and she wants to be like that. So if you could please let her go to church with the staff, and I wanted to say thank you. Okay, so there wasn't lunchtime devotions happening, guys, but the staff were shining Jesus' love. They had the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Did you know that the fruit of the Spirit is harder to find these days than it was a few years ago? In case you haven't noticed. But Christians, we still have the light of the Lord in our hearts. And so Thrive Kids Canada uses Christians to share the love of Jesus with kids so that kids can then think critically and decide for themselves what God they want to serve. It's been a huge blessing. We've got centers right now. We have a center in Enderby. We have one on Salt Spring Island, one in West Kelowna, and one here. This summer, we ran 4 extra ones. We had Surrey and Burnaby and Victoria and Rutland as summer programs. We served over 550 kids this summer, and most of them came all summer long. They're not just here for a week. They're doing what that Deuteronomy verse says, but with our staff leading them to impress upon their children, talking with them when they're at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. They're with our Thrive staff all day, every day in the summer. Some of them get dropped off at 7:30 and get picked up at 5:30. That's a lot of Christian impact. That's a lot of seeing Jesus. And the cool thing is we've been able to go to the public schools after school and pick kids up. The majority of our kids, probably about 98% of our kids, are completely unchurched, never heard about Jesus, never heard the Christmas or the Easter story before they come to Thrive now. Wasn't that way 10 years ago even, but now it is. So we go to the public schools and we pick these kids up. But things are changing, you guys. This is a little excerpt. I don't think you guys can probably read it. These slides are fuzzy for some reason. But there's a big change coming that we need to pray for. What's happening in BC and primarily all over Canada right now is a drive towards something called universal childcare. Universal childcare, you might have seen it, $10 daycare. Who's seen that on the news? $10 daycare. Well, guess what? The enemy, once again, thinks it's going to win a battle over the hearts and minds of kids. And they're planning on putting all childcare for ages 0 and up under the education system starting April 2022. So 2 weeks ago, it was still being rumored that this wasn't going to happen for at least 5 years down the road in BC. And last week I received my first email saying it's going to be April 2022, all childcare of 0 and up will become under the educational system, and there is an information meeting on Zoom next week. What does this mean? So I'm going to read you, so you can see, here's just a couple points taken from the roadmap of BC childcare, $10 day in BC. It mandates that school districts, as the local democratic governing body of all licensed childcare in their district. You want your kids ages 0 and up to be in an education system, public education system, that young? The legislation would be based on the fundamental principles of a universal public system aligned with BC's early learning framework. And the move, and it's going to move the Minister of State for Child Care, Staffing, and Ministry of Child and Family Development, Child Care Programs and Services Branch, they're going to move all that funding and annual child care operating budgets into the Ministry of Education. April 2022, guys, all child care, 0 and up, is going to be controlled by our public school system. There's this brilliant idea that they've come up with called seamless childcare. And right now they're piloting it in a lot of schools. And it has a ton of benefits. Don't hear me say that it doesn't. But seamless childcare allows a parent to drop off their child at 7 a.m. at the school and pick them up at 6 p.m. at the school. Seamless childcare boasts consistency of themes throughout the day. So the children are going to be dropped off with an ECE worker at 7:30 in the morning. They're going to give them breakfast. They're going to start the themes of the day. Then at a normal school time, the actual instructor will come in and instruct from 9 till 2:30. At noon, a new ECE will come in. That other ECE will leave, and they will continue the themes of the day all the way until 5:30, 6 o'clock. That's brilliant if you want the kids not to have the ability to think critically. So you only have the kids in VC exposed to only what their main teacher in the classroom wants from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's great if your kid thrives in that classroom. What about the kids that don't thrive in that classroom? What about the kids when our Thrive staff show up at the school and they come out running, crying, and hugging because they've been bullied or they feel like their teacher doesn't like them? There's all sorts of things with this, but the main thing with this, guys, is that it takes away families' ability to raise their children. Under certain government parties, this isn't in yet, but here's the battle, guys. Certain government parties actually want childcare from ages 0 and up to be mandated. It will be a school system starting at age 0 that you won't have a choice. We need to pray. I was coming up here today to say, pray for Thrive Kids Canada. Yes, pray for us. But pray for the battle over children, over their hearts, over their minds. Pray that they will be able to think critically, that they'll be able to be in places that they know that there's choices. It's not even just about Christianity or not. There's so many other things. We're all different. We all come from different backgrounds and have different values. But what they want to do is put them in all one place, one value, all day. So let's pray for that. You know what? I'm going to quickly touch. I know that there was suggestions you have Pregnancy Care Center share today, and Thrive got it instead. I just want to bring that up because, you know what? The Pregnancy Care Center, they're there to battle for children, the lives of children. They help. It's not like pro-life, but it's helping mothers make a choice to save their children instead of abort them and give them the supports that they need. You know why they needed to be here this Sunday? Because the government is going to take away all funding of all organizations that don't support charity status. They're going to take away the charity status of any organization that doesn't support the rights and freedoms of women's reproductive system. So, Pregnancy Care Center is under attack. Children are under attack. You know what? I bet you a whole lot of our churches are under attack too, because we believe in life of the child. So whether it's Pregnancy Care Center and beginning before, at conception, in conception, all the way through that, whether it's when they are now here on earth with us and then being pulled out of their families and being raised by a public school system, however our world ends up in the next few years, our kids need prayer. Our kids need prayer. They need to know that there's a choice. They need to know that there's a loving God. So we're in a crucial time. No other time like this. I've been doing childcare since 1999, so that's a long time. I don't know how long. I don't know. It's like 20 years or something, but I'm only 30, so I'm just kidding. but I've never seen it like this. I've never seen kids so much at threat. And you know, I don't probably have to tell you what they're being taught in the schools, what the themes that they want to happen from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. are. It's themes around identity. It's themes around humanism. It's themes against religion, against life. So we need your help. Thrive, we do have power, some influence in the childcare sector right now. I personally have a lot of influence in the childcare licensing sector for Interior Health and a little bit of Island Health, but I don't have the time that it takes to start to lobby with the groups that are into lobbying. So we're trying to hire another person at Thrive so that I can be released from more of my day-to-day things and move into making a provincial difference and fighting for our rights to have parents have right of choice. So I want to invite you guys today to pray with us. At the back, there's a sign-up sheet. I would love it if you would sign up to get our newsletter. Sign up to be a prayer warrior. This week, we had a crisis at every single one of our four centers on Monday. Okay, we had Salt Spring driving through floods to get their kids. It took them 2 hours to do their school pickups as they drove through flooded rivers, waters on their thing. We had Morningstar evacuated over power lines. We were in the dark here, and Enderby's school was closed, and they had to suddenly open all day long. We need prayer. Can you imagine being a staff in those circumstances that all of a sudden everything is going crazy, and you have to keep these kids safe? We need prayer warriors, you guys. Sign up to pray with us. We'll send you, now that it's heating up, and this whole battle over the hearts and minds and the political changes are coming, we'll send you updates all the time on how you can pray. I encourage you to give. And you know what? There are so many needs out there right now with the floods and everything. I know that. And so I want to challenge you to give big. But pray that this, pray and ask the Lord if this is where you're supposed to give big. It's time in BC to give big. Ask Jesus if you should be giving big to Thrive right now in order to position, help us position ourselves to fight for parental rights. Get involved. We need ambassadors who will help us get the message out there that we're trying to get out there. We need people who can be ambassadors to help with fundraisers. We need ambassadors that can talk to other people and kind of like rise up an army. You can volunteer with the kids right on site. You can come and do crafts with them, do a woodworking project with them, go on a hike with them if you just want to be outside. You can volunteer. You can work for us 5 days a week for pay. So get involved. Here's our giving slide. You can't probably read it too easily there, but you can go to our website at thrivekidscanada.ca. You can communicate with us on there about anything you want, whether it's finances. There's a donation button on there. But you can connect with us for volunteering. You can connect with us for a newsletter. So get involved, give, pray. Pray, pray, pray. I'm going to end it there just with the verse that I'm missing a slide. That is the problem. Okay. I won't go there. I'm just going to read. I'm going to end with this one then. And they were bringing the children to him so that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them and said, rebuked them. And Jesus said, when he saw this, he said to them, permit the children to come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all. And he took them in his arms and he blessed them, laid his hands on them. Whoever doesn't receive the kingdom like a little child pretty much can't. And children are ready to receive Jesus. So let's be praying for that. It's probably not possible to do that video. We haven't figured out a different format or anything. Cool. I'm just going to pray. Jesus, thank you so much for this church and this congregation and their love for children. God, thank you that Mountain View invites kids into the church every day to see and hear your love. God, I pray for the kids in Kelowna, across BC and across Canada. We pray for their hearts and minds. We pray that they would not have freedom of choice taken from them, but they would be able to hear the gospel, to see the gospel at different places, at different times, through different people in their lives. Jesus, we pray for your hand to be on the legislative system right now. We pray for your rule and reign in the education system. We pray for your rule and reign in the childcare system. God, we pray for your rule and reign in the Liberal government party right now of Canada. Jesus, we pray that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we pray for spiritual fruit for the kids that are in our programs across BC, that they would see your love. We thank you that they see your love every day. We pray that they would make a choice to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.